Time to be sizzling? Yes, indeed. Time to stretch the grey matter. I think it is. It's 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Sizzle?
It's David Astle's Summer Puzzle.
Yes, he's popping in on his ride-on mower, even as we speak. David, good morning.
Yeah, watch out. Get out of my way.
David Astle, he's the author of Cluetopia, the 100-year history of the crossword, and a compiler of fiendish clues. Morning, David.
Hi, Jonathan.
We gave a bit of a tease earlier. We gave a clue, and we've had an answer.
Oh, fantastic.
We've had many answers. We've had screens and screens and screens full of answers. Do you want to hear the this is the one we had earlier.
Australienne, mais aussi pour notre propre défense. C'est-à-dire qu'ici, en Australie, yeah. sont composés...
This clue fed into your theme this morning, which
it
is
does.
The autobiography.
Spot on. So what about we just delay the reveal to that particular sonogram, that fusion of sounds, because that is a famous British comedian that those sounds represented. But before we reveal who that is, we're going to look at a few biographies and autobiographies in general, mm-hmm. a very popular genre across summer, of course. And let's kick off with a couple of orthodox questions, and then we'll get into the audio stuff.
Okie dokie.
Now, what Oz music legend has released a biography called The Never Ending Story? Now, that is deliberate.
That's a wonderful title.
It's a great title. Who is that person?
Well, the as you say, that's the giveaway there, isn't it? Do yourself a favour. Read this book. Yes, it's the Molly Meldrum story,
yes,
of course.
Guru from the Guru. Now, what UK band, sticking with music, mm-hmm. of 5 years vintage, has released an official memoir, Jonathan, called Who We Are? Mm. Now, here's a clue.
We need to apologise to all listeners who just spat their muesli across the breakfast nook this morning.
Don't be like that. There's a couple of iGens and kid alts out there who are just tapping away. Who is it?
One Direction.
Now, am I going to embarrass you and ask for their five names?
Yes,
first
you
names?
Would embarrass me if you asked me for that.
Can you
so
name one?
Don't. No, I can't.
Oh, not even
Do
Harry.
Do you know what, David? I'm proud to say that I cannot answer that question.
Well,
not at all.
For all the Suzzle players at home, that would be Harry, Liam, Louis, Zane and Niall.
I mean, Zane's not even a real name. It's made up.
Anagram of Zaney. So let's stick with it. Now... This might be more your speed. Now, what legend of US music, turning 73 in a few months, in fact, has a new bio called Respect?
Can you spell that for me?
R-E-S-P-E-C.
Ah, that'd be Aretha Franklin.
Now, the irony is that, in fact, she believes that book is full of disrespect, and she has called it lies and more lies. So that
A touch of the Kitty Kellys. Dear me.
I think that deserves ironic title of the year.
Yes. Disrespect.
Okay. Now, this is an Australian political theme. What Bob Brown, long-time leader of the Greens, of course, wrote an autobiography earlier this year. It has a one-word title that begins with O. And I'm going to give you a choice here.
Oh, dear. No, that's two words. Ouch. No.
You ready? Here's your choice. Is it called optimism, opposition, onward, or oops?
Okay. I will go for the deliberate funny one and say oops.
I think we're heading into the comic territory, which is our next question. In fact, it is optimism.
That's the name of the Bob Brown book. Reflections on a Life of Action.
Correct. Now, time for our sonogram, which we teased at home with earlier.
This is exciting.
This is an English actress and comedian who wrote Dear Fatty. if you don't know what the answer is, this is your audio clue again.
Australienne, mais aussi pour notre propre défense. C'est-à-dire qu'ici, en Australie, sont composés...
And guess what? Natalie on text was very quick with that. Well done, Natalie.
Answer is?
Dawn French.
Congratulations, Natalie. Paperclips in the mail. Now, one more I think we've got time for.
We do.
This is, again, an actress comedian, US. She wrote Bossy Pants. Now, if you don't know her name, then here is your clue.
I liked being here tonight, answering these tough questions without the filter of the mainstream gotcha media with their follow-up questions, fact-checking, or incessant need to figure out what your words mean and why you put them in that order.
That's the real Sarah Palin.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. I love that's Tina Fey.
Tina Fey.
Impersonating Sarah Palin.
She's so good.
Now, let's give the doozy question for everyone out there.
And if you've got some doozy thoughts, text them to us on 0418-226-576, 0418-226-576, or tweet at us and use the hashtag ABCRN. Give us your doozy, David.
This is a creative challenge. What would be a fantastic auto or biography title for anyone who's been in the news this year? A couple of suggestions might be James Heard, The Whole Asada Enchilada, Steve Smith, Seeing the Ball Like a Mango, whatever it may be. Peter Credlin, In Front of Every Great Woman, A Great Man Is Getting in the Way.
Oh, that's the doozy. Richard Flanagan from Booker to Left Hooker.
Let's hear your suggestions.
David, thank you, and we'll suzzle again tomorrow.
Look forward to it.